And good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, yes. I know, dear listeners, you find yourself on this Friday. It's December. It's the 2nd of December. I don't always do the date announcements things, you know, but I mean, how much more excited can you get heading into what is Namibia's now, if we can call it customary? Is it customary? But it is the holiday season in full flight or in full its presence and all that, you know, i.e. with the school children at home, potentially annoying the parents in terms of that they want to go to malls, that they want to go to the public swimming pool, that they want to go and visit family members across various destinations across the country. I know, guys, I know. That's where we find ourselves. That's where we find ourselves. But our big surprise of yesterday's discussion, which I began on, which was some retailers or marketers starting early enough with the back to school marketing campaign, already surprised me. I mean, it's the 1st of December, the 1st of December, and bam, you're already hitting us with back to school marketing. First and foremost, it's a brilliant idea. If you get it out as quickly as possible, as early as possible, you obviously have signaled to the client, to the customer, to the consumer at the end, listen, while you are busy thinking about your Christmas shopping, while you're busy thinking about getting ready to go camping or traveling or just driving through the rest of the country to see the beauty that the land of the brave has and does portray, get ready for the school year that starts on the 1st of January, 2023. So already at the 1st of Jan, or the 1st of December, sorry, you're being reminded, listen, you know, there's January. January is coming. Remember about January. January has back to school specials going to come up. To top it off even, and this is based upon pure observations, guys. For any of you that would still find yourself in the capital, or if you will still find yourself, you know, if you don't drive anywhere for the holiday season, or you don't travel anywhere, remember, just observe on, I think it's 27 December or 24 December, one of the two. But it's between the 2 days. It's either between 24 or 26 or 27 December. One of those 3 days. Because I know 26 December is family day with us here in Namibia. We don't have Boxing Day. It's not. We are not British. It's not our holiday. It's not our holiday. It's family day for us. On family day, that's at least a public holiday where some of the retailers will be open. But signal to yourself, just think about it, there will be an abrupt and quick change in terms of the marketing campaign. Up to 25 or 26 December, you will at least see festive cheer and festive marketing and festive trimmings. And then 27 December, you will start seeing back to school advertising, back to school promotions, back to school trimmings or signage. You will start seeing those things. Now, obviously, this has to do since there are two major consumer periods or major consumer campaigns that are going to run virtually concurrently. Some parts parallel, or in most traditional senses, right after each other. They will follow each other right immediately on top of each other. As the one finishes, the other one enters the door for its opportunity on stage. Now, the important thing here is some of the discussion points that I covered yesterday with regards to the retailer, the marketer, the branding executive, the advertiser, what you can do. Some of the key things is there's, you know, there's nothing is as good as starting early with that campaign, because you've got to sensitize your market early enough. Do not start too late, but this is one of the few campaigns where you actually don't need a timeline. You have a timeline. Any campaign still has a timeline, guys. Please don't misunderstand me. Any campaign has a beginning and an end date. This is key. This is key. But the key thing with the back to school campaign or campaigns or campaign or marketing roll or the rollout of the marketing campaign is that you can at least allow it to run for a good 2 months, month and a half, because you can at least still, you know, cover a part of February. You can allow it to extend into February. There's no problem with that. There is no problem with that. However, if you start late, the question is, what's the impact that you wish to make? Now, it's only one retailer that I witnessed yesterday, in terms of the observation, obviously, that brought us into that discussion as well. It's only one retailer. The other retailers in the country are still on their Christmas festive. Some of them are still having reverberations murmurs. What's the word I want to use? You know, it's something, aftershocks. Yes, aftershock. An aftershock is what you get usually from an earthquake, you know, where you've got the epicenter and then you've got the shock waves that emanate from the epicenter. Now, the epicenter obviously was last week. That last week of November, you know, up until 25 November. So you had from 21 November up to 25 November. That was the platform for the entire Black Friday sales promotions, as well as also the Black Week sales promotions, in order to get the customers buying. Some of the retailers had to start a week earlier. Some of them began the Wednesday before that. And, you know, to try and capitalize on the buzz, you start introducing the campaign. And in between there, I was even still telling you, which one of us is going to pay attention to the Black Week specials while the World Cup is busy kicking off? For sure. But you know what, guys? I was actually proven wrong. Now, here's the thing. So far, in my basic observations in terms of the impact of the Black Friday or the Black Week specials across the here in the capital specifically, some of the retailers would speak of a resounding success in terms of the feedback, meaning the response from the consumers. This then also speaks to then the potential that if you start early with your back to school campaign, because remember, this is an entire week right after the, and I mean, the aftershocks are still there from the Black Week specials or sales promos or campaigns. The aftershocks are still there because you still see marked down pricing for a lot of stock items in many of the retailers. They still have marked down pricing. That is the aftershocks that I'm talking about. Now, if you're starting early, guys, if you are starting early, we cleared the side of the back-to-school advertising on the side of the marketer. But then let's head to the opposite spectrum. And before I head to the opposite spectrum is obviously the consumer, where you've got to look for back-to-school shopping tips. What tips can you make use of? What tips can you look forward to? But we're quickly stepping into a short break. From the break, we're going to come back and head into the rest of today's program. Stay tuned here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM, and this is your Brand Conversation.
Hello, Namibia. endera pa manate moyoni walela pe lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomabaro, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseifere oshigwana ashikesho mo Namibia, okuza owarapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari eto turamo omauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki imariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omauthemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turua ko Eagle FM, imba, lela pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutura ko irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono raketa tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi. Kamano ndatu ndatu nenge konora hetatu yume ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne nonora yeriari. Lela pay yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Oulio mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivifa oma akuroe kupitira mohorike radio station aweyo Eagle FM enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hetatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay.
Now we come back from the extended break right there. And in terms of just, you know, retouching what we indicated with yesterday's scenario. Now, if the campaigns are starting early, the questions are obviously all about what are going to be the main products that will be showcased in this back to school shopping. So you'll have electronics, clothing and shoes that will top the shopping charts. Or not shopping charts. That's a bit on the cringy side of stuff. But these will be the top ranging, back to school products that will be looked at. Electronics. Yes, you've got something like, most probably a digital watch or the small handheld electronic devices like a calculator, as well as also sometimes depending on the school where the child will be, a laptop, or even if it's a student, a laptop. Clothing and shoes, most definitely. However, most of the time it is also the aspects of stationery items that still reign supreme in most shopping charts. Now, just to keep in mind, what does the back-to-school shopper demographic look like? I'm going to stress them again. Parents and guardians. Then you've got high school students. Then you've got college or university students. But school students also count. They are learners, actually. I should say learners. University students and teachers. Teachers also help to drive a purchase decision. Why? Why? Because teachers are also some of the key decision makers in a purchase decision that can communicate directly with the parents and guardians, indicating to them the benefits of a specific product as well as also the disadvantages of a specific product. I do hope some of you guys do have teachers like that in terms of the children that you are guardians or parents of, that, you know, help you on WhatsApp groups, you know, with what kinds of notebooks can be used, what kinds of notebooks provide more value, what helps the child to be able to, you know, achieve their daily targets in terms of the daily educational value that they need to extract. I do hope it does happen. I do hope for the, on the teacher side, you guys do actively have that engagement process going on. Now, as mentioned, guys, the key scenario here is obviously what you as the buyer needs to do. Because if the retailer starts early with their advertising or with their marketing campaigns, it's all about attracting you as early as possible as the potential customer. It's all about being sensitized early enough so that you can keep it within your memory banks, you know, here in your brain about, okay, so XYZ retailer already has begun, even though it's just 2 December today, they've already begun with their back to school promotions. Now, this ultimately does speak to something of, you've got to keep it in mind. You do have to keep it in mind. Now, just coming back after the extended break, apologies for that small pause, guys. The notion that you've got to understand here as a shopper, as a consumer, is that you, in most cases, I'm talking now to the parents, those that are the decision makers. If you are a university student, I do hope you're listening, but usually what I've seen with university students, their biggest concerns are always the notion of how do they collect the data from their lectures. You know, it's all about just firstly enrolling and being enrolled with the varsity or the institute that they are going to attend. So that's almost like a concern for January, if you can position it like that. However, the consumer you're talking to now, the demographic is the parent and the guardian. Because the parent and the guardian, you are the ones that have the bank accounts. You are the ones that have to now think about, okay, so December only began now. I got paid only a few days back. There is still the December pay to look forward to. However, things need to be budgeted for. Everything needs to be budgeted for. I stress the word budget, guys. I stress it. I put major emphasis on the word budget because, yes, stick to your budget. Stick to the budget. Now, what are we going to start off with? Well, starting off with some of these shopping tips. These are ideal in terms of how you can stay abreast as well as also not disappoint yourself with any spontaneous shopping habits. Sometimes also referred to as impulsive consumer behavior. Yes, I also have a little bit of impulsiveness to me, especially when it comes to shopping. If you feel empowered now with the dollars in your bank account, you have to control yourself. Control yourself. So, since this is the back to school discussion, children do not want to be disappointed with the basic needs that they will need for going back to school. So this means school clothing, a uniform, or updated uniforms. If the child is, or if the student or the learner or the child is one of those kind of children that take a few years to have a growth spurt, you know, I think some of those parents will be pretty lucky. Some of you, you'll be pretty lucky if it's a child that unfortunately has, you know, had a true growth spurt, you know, foot size became like 5 meters long and individual expanded a little bit in terms of height and width. Obviously, that means an entire wardrobe overhaul. But if we're now starting off with what you can look forward to, you've already got to start taking inventory. Take stock of what needs to be done. What are the challenges for now? So many times I've seen so many parents, I've heard so many parents, I've seen so many parents complain about, first they're happy, you know, here before 24 December, everybody's happy. They're in this holiday mood. I just want to go to Swakop. I just want to go to the north. I just want to go to Rehoboth. I just want to go to the farm. It's all that just, I want to get away scenario. But the moment 27 December hits, there are concerns about, okay, now it's the school season again. What are we going to do? Where do we need to be? What must be done? Well, it's an easy peasy lemon squeezy exercise to start off with. Take stock of the scenario now already. Early bird catches the worm. It's an old adage. It's an old form. It's an old idiom, but it still carries much weight and wisdom. Early bird catches the worm. Take stock now already of what are the needs, what are the necessities that will be the most, that will need the most focus area on. What are we looking at? Taking inventory of the supplies that your child already has. For example, stationery. Would you need new stationery? Do you need new stationery? Did you oversupply or did you overbuy on books for the previous year? And seeing that there are no necessary, you know, you don't need to buy new books, especially the notebooks. Take stock of what your child already has. See whether the outfits, the clothing, the uniforms still fit. Allow them to fit them on so that you can take stock. See that the shoes still fit. As I mentioned, guys, yes, these little humans have growth spurts. If they progress from primary school to high school to secondary school, there's a major biological change that can sometimes just happen when between 31 December and 1 January. Believe me, guys, I've seen it. We've all seen it. So take stock of what is still functioning, what can still be used and reapplied, and what can still be made use of, or what needs to be replaced. You will be amazed at the forgotten notebooks, the pens, the markers, the rulers, the scientific calculators, various other kinds of things that you will find in a drawer or even in a backpack that the child or this learner did not make use of. You don't believe, guys, it might sound like recycling, but here's the thing. Being a conscientious consumer, or i.e., being a very, very frugal as well as also shrewd consumer, meaning you ensure that your dollar lasts every mile, kilometer, nanometer, centimeter, is key. It is key. Why do I say this? As I mentioned, just a good half to 5 minutes ago, is you've got to look at the needs of the situation. So it's a needs analysis that you're basically doing. This is something that obviously you would have also done in your own professional career, especially in your everyday life, your 8-to-5 routine. You've got to analyze what can we still use now, or what needs to be replaced, or what new things do we need to bring in? This is all assessment work that you're doing. Starting early will help you avoid any roadblocks or hurdles that you will encounter. So if you see, okay, the stationery is there in abundance. I actually oversupplied last year, or for this year at the beginning of the year. I actually oversupplied. So I technically bought in abundance or bought in bulk in a form. It's still there. It's still functioning. Books, notebooks, there are still some notebooks that can be transferred over into this academic year, so we are good. So then things are good. Then you get into the scenario of even the backpack. the school bag that the child has to use. Assess the lifespan, the longevity, the whether or not there are any tears and stuff like that. So many times I've heard parents who are stressed out. They thought the child's bag is still functioning. The child comes and tells them, no, but I need a new bag, without ever assessing whether or not the bag still functions. And now you have to find the correct fit for the bag, because now the child has to move from grade 3 to grade 4. From grade 3 to grade 4, as I remember from my own primary school days, you moved from writing with a pencil in grade 3 to writing with pens in grade 4. You also moved from a specific cluster of subjects in grade 3 to an advancement of those cluster of subjects in grade 4. So the need for the backpack between the 2 years, which follow right on top of each other, changes drastically. Also, please see whether or not the calendar or the academic calendar for the child will be adjusting. Meaning, if, for example, that specific example I gave you, moving from grade 3 to grade 4, whether or not the child will stay longer at school or not, whether the child will have a fully functional, is it 10-day period? Because I know if you're up to grade 3, you have a shortened time span. But if you get to grade 4, you have more subjects to work with. Let me first get this caller in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Yes, Dwight, how are you?
Cool in your side, man. Just hear about our back to school that has already begun. Back to school marketing.
Yeah, Dwight, I'm having a problem with our education system. Because I'm saying, if we know that every office has a computer,
yeah,
why government schools still they are not offering computers as a subject in their school?
Almost like the computer studies or basic computer learning.
Even cell phone of nowadays are already computer. Look, there was a caller in your program that called in and saying, look, there is no way we can get our education system right, or our health system right, while we have politicians who are taking care of government education system. Their children are going to private schools where computer is a subject. Remember, I met several kids of politicians, politically rich here in Alves Bay. Those people who were minister from 1990, their children are working here for shipping lines here in Alves Bay. All of them, their children speak Afrikaans. Now, I was always on TV saying, these people, but your children are speaking African. So, I'm just going to now ask them, where did they learn Africans? Because your father was a president, or your father was a minister of education, who was saying, what Boers and whatsoever. But now you are speaking the language of the Boers. So, my parents couldn't send me to African school because they were having this mentality that my child should not learn Afrikaans. Because Afrikaans is an apartheid language. But kids for politicians, they went to this private school where they can learn Afrikaans.
Yeah.
So, and this is the same problem we are in today. How can you have an education system? You are even where people who are talking about fourth industrial revolution. Agenda 2063. But your education system does not offer computer as a subject. But every office you go in this country, there is a computer. Where is your student going to work?
Your comment also plays into? It plays into the a platform that I saw in 2019. This is now before I joined Eagle FM. So I was we were invited to it was like an education summit where the Ministry of Education was also invited to, but it was like a 3-day summit. It was like a conference. Yes. Let's call it a conference for what it is. So it was a conference, but do you know who were? It's more like a conference because people were sitting there were listening to the presenters. So the worst thing was the people who were driving the conference, was the Finnish embassy here in Windhoek, the Finnish embassy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, understanding bilateral relations, you would normally say, okay, cool. So this is probably some kind of, you know, information session. However, when I spoke to the Finns directly, and especially their partners in this education conference, minus mm-hmm. Minister of Education's people, I asked them, mm-hmm. what's the aim of this conference? What do you aim to do? What do you aim to provide mm-hmm. to Namibia? Now, they were looking at a way in terms of how they can export the Finnish education system. The Finnish education system concentrates heavily on the STEM fields, you know, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Yes.
Very heavily. They've got a major, what's the thing's name? A major, what's the thing's name? This tech industry. They've got a huge tech industry in Finland. It's one of the reasons why Nokia was so successful from the early 2000s up to 2010s. It's one of the reasons why, because they could tap into the skill set. You know, the skill set that you always identify in the business and economic zone talks. It's exactly the skill set that they could tap into. Yes. Now, the unfortunate scenario is Namibia sits with a copycat system that comes from South Africa. We all know it. We all know it. We even sit with a copycat, what's the thing's name? Private school system. That also comes from South Africa, except now for the school that I've heard a few parents say it's really not providing much benefit in terms of what the child learns. It's this other school here, where most of the ambassador's children attend. I won't mention the school name because it's obviously a business, in terms of now this causing dispute, but it's a school here close to Concordia High School here in Pioneers Park.
You see, Dwight, some of the things we got ourselves to blame.
Yeah.
Check. If you check the government and you check the budget of the Ministry of Education and you check the private school and you check the budget of the private school, there is a big difference.
Okay.
But how it's relevant? These are the things that I like to put, because me, I like to use case study.
No. Stay on the budget thing. I'm listening to the plan, because that is a very valid point. If you stay on the budget, let's hear the budget thing. Or are you still expanding?
Yeah. I'm still expanding.
Mm.
If you check the budget of National Youth Council, National Youth Services.
Yeah.
And you check the budget for NEM.
Yeah.
The budget for NEM in the budget for National Youth Council, it's going in 10 times. But NEM is training officials that are working in mining companies as electrician, diesel mech, but NYS is training security guards.
Mm.
It's the same with the Ministry of Education, because remember, and let's just address the elephant in the room.
Mm.
Remember, the private schools that are in the hands of the white community, they offer English from grade 8 as a subject, a math.
Mm.
It's a math that you must have a computer as a subject.
Yeah.
Because they know when this kid gonna live here, in every office where they are gonna work, they find a computer.
Yeah.
That's why, remember education system, that's why you find. And this are a case study that we need to use.
Mm.
And this is what I will tell the people. That's why wherever you find black, they are only general worker sweeping outside. The moment when you, as me, who is a black child learning a computer, a white person is already a supervisor, because a white person already knows the computer.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
But me, I'm still struggling to learn a computer.
Yeah.
So who do we have to blame in these occasions? After 32 years of independence, you are speaking about fourth industrial revolution, technology, finance, and skill. You know, it's only these things are going computer, cell phone of nowadays are computer. But you still have government school who are refusing to make computer as a must subject.
Mm. And I still remember, I still remember on when my before I ended on my high school back in 2002, the computer subject was still optional. You could choose it as an option. I still hear today With some government schools that have computer labs, the subject is also optional.
Yes.
I don't know why the subject is optional. I mean, if you want to have a, what do they call it? A uniform approach to the economy. Everything must point in the same direction. Not one thing works there in the south, another one works in the north, something else is being done in the west, and you don't know what's happening in the east.
Yeah, that's why we end up in a country where English is a must and agriculture is an optional. Now we speak good English, but we don't have food.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So those are the things that we need to look at. Look. And the thing is, like what I'm saying is, like, wait, these things, there's no way you can do it because as long as politicians who are minister and executive director have money, can be able to afford private school, and they are taking over school where their children are not going. They are taking over hospital where, and for themselves, they are going to private hospital. This problem will not come to an end.
It won't, unfortunately. It won't.
Yes.
Because even to help you with your point, when that conversation I had with the Finns and the relevant stakeholders, because just imagine then that it's the Finnish ambassador of that time plus other Finnish, you know, professionals from the education sector that they were looking at coming from Finland in terms of how this plan can be rolled out in Namibia. The question from there is, you've got to look at where are you going to introduce this specific system? This system. Just think to yourself. You are going to do an overhaul. And you know what the word overhaul means for you and I, né? Even for a mechanic, if you use the word overhaul, that means you're redoing everything. You are taking it apart and then you're going to redo everything from scratch to have a new outcome.
Yeah, look, again, Dwayne, just before we get to emphasize on the point, to strengthen it. Remember when we attended the lecture of Africa Continental Free Trade Area Agreement here in Valdezbay?
Yeah.
There was only that professor from South Africa. We attended only that professor from South Africa and the deputy. And the people from the logistics sector and the people from Namibia. The question I was asking myself, where is the people from Namibia Trade Forum? Where is the people from Namibia from the Ministry of Trade and Industry?
Yeah.
Where is the people from Namibia Development from what is this institution where Menanga wanted CEO? Namibia Development
and NIPDB, the promotion board.
Yeah, you understand. You see, where are all this? And remember, when the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement, these are the first institutions that are going to learn. They want to implement something that they don't understand. You understand? But when all this important capacity building and endeavor are taking place, they are nowhere to be found.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much, Dwayne.
No problem. Thanks for coming through.
Sure.
Now, as we return back from that intense contribution right there, we're quickly stepping into a short break. From the break, we're heading into the last quarter of today's brand conversation, especially here concentrated on the shopping tips for you, what you can look at in terms for the back to school program or campaigns that are about to pop up. On that note, stay tuned on your brand conversation. We'll see each other right after this break.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now, as we come back from our extended break right there and getting into the last 10 minutes for today's program, yes, guys, as those of you that are the parents and the guardians of school children and students to come for the new academic year of 2023, and as I sound a little bit more reserved and almost whispering in your ear, you've got to look at the scenarios of what you have to do. So first off, starting with taking inventory. Please take inventory. Take stock of what can still be used. What can still be used? Make use of that. See the notebooks. See the unused pens. See the unused markers. The notebooks. The rulers. The... What do you call that thing that we had? With the protractors and the... those weird... right angled triangle stuff, thingies, those sets, yeah, those mathematics sets. See and look up on those things and see what can still be used, what can still be transferred over. You get into the second one in terms of understand what your child was trying on in last year. Well, it's still the same like taking inventory, like the first point, taking inventory or taking stock. See whether or not the school uniforms still fit. Please, guys, school shoes, whether they still fit. I know a lot of parents like buying, for boys, they like buying the grasshopper shoe. It's a pretty durable shoe. Let me also now admit it. I hated the shoe. I didn't like it. I never wore it. But I understand the durability that the shoe brings. It's a pretty durable shoe. Hint, hint. If you have to buy new school shoes, look at from a perspective of longevity. Look to what can last long, because you need the clothing to last. You need it to last. You also need to make a list here of what needs to be replaced. Ask other parents if they consider participating in clothing swaps. Depends. It really depends. I mean, if you want to go that far, that is the ultimate step. But you've got to see what you can replace from your child's wardrobe, especially the school uniform wardrobe. What needs to be updated? What needs to be amended or changed or fixed or mended even? The second one or the third one you can look at is actually the comparison of pricing. Get access to the flyers already, the pamphlets that various retailers will be generating. Get them ready. Get going. Start collecting them. Because just like that retailer of yesterday, in terms of that sprung off, that began our discussion since yesterday, that is a good 2 month period, or good month, I think. Good 2 months, because it lasts up and until into January. Get a hold of the flyers. Already start making your budgets, already start formulating your budgeting, because this will help you to make your decisions better. Believe me, guys, it works like a bomb. It works like a bomb. The next one you can look at in terms of the next tip is check with your child's school or refer to their class supply list before you buy any high-priced technology items like computers or calculators, and ask and inquire from the teacher whether or not this thing is actually needed. In most senses, guys, if there is work to be done, and it has to be done on a computer, your child can always do it at home. Your child can always do it at home. Believe me, guys, your child can always do it at home. They can always do your homework at home, their homework at home. They can always try to work with the likes of Microsoft Word, the Microsoft Excel. Do they need database? I don't think so. Database they will only find it on university. But Excel, PowerPoint, and Word, you can start teaching them now already as a parent. They can always do their homework at home. In some areas, local health departments also offer free basic school supplies to parents who bring the child in some cases. You know, when you do when you go to certain parts of, let's for example say pharmacies, some pharmacies have some supplies also that they also sell. Well, technically they sell, you know, like school bags and stuff like that. But it depends on the location that the pharmacy is based in. Or that they even sell pens and notebooks and stuff like that. So you can also look up. Just be aware for alternative supply or resource depots, if you can call it a depot in a sense, because it's still a shop, you're still paying. But just alternative supply routes or distribution points that can help you with your shopping or your purchase decisions. Now, the next one has been one of the biggest headaches I've ever known, even since the days of my parents. If the child needs a new backpack, even as a university student, buy with prevention in mind. This bag that I use here at the office, that has doubled even as my varsity bag, I've had it for so long. Well, I've only had it now for a good 4 years. Yeah, it's now 4 years. Or is it 5 years? Yeah, it's 5 years now. No, sorry, I'm sorry. It's 6 years now. I've had this bag for 6 years. It's doubled as my work bag as well as also as my, going to class bag, you know, to carry my notes, my class notes. Because I recently also finished my next program this year at NAST. So look towards purchasing for longevity. As a parent, as a guardian, you guys do not understand how important it is to stress it to your child or to the student who you are still going to sponsor with on university and whether you're still going to support on high school and primary school. Buy with longevity in mind. I've had fellow classmates that had the same school bag since grade 8 to matric to grade 12. Do it. If the backpack proves to be that resilient, that sturdy, provides exceptional value in terms of the wear and tear component, because it's a child, it's children, it's or teenagers, you know, they're going to be a little bit rough with a product. Do it. Invest in that product and you never have to buy a bag again. Do it. Just one purchase sorts out for multiple expensive purchases over 5 years, over 6 years, over 7 years. Always, which brings us to our next point, do proper research for shopping runs. Do proper research. And then lastly, buy for durability. Plastic folders or holders, binders, all those things. Buy things that provide a sense of durability, a sense of longevity that allows you to carry more weight or the student or the learner will be able to use for multiple years. by with that in mind. Now, obviously, this does bring us up to the last 3 minutes of today's program. However, in the sense of understanding the back-to-school scenario, because for next week we will be starting off with something else, you've got to understand, as the shopper, look out for what I also indicated in yesterday's session. Look for bundles. Some retailers will provide you with bundles. But as I still said, already start with your needs assessment. Already start with your evaluation. What can still be reused? What has not been used for this academic year that can still be applied for next year? Take stock of things at home first before you go on any endeavor of trying to buy new stock and buy new things. No, guys. Take stock of the situation. Be aware of what products can still be applicable and so forth. When it comes to the school clothing component, take stock once again. See what can be used, what cannot be used. For everything, for the love of everything that's beautiful and squishy and is happy, provides you with happiness, do not spend unnecessary money without first taking stock of the educational supplies that might still be in abundance at home. On that note, it does bring us up to the end of today's program of The Brand Conversation. This has been your Friday session. You can catch me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, where obviously we will be ending off this week's session with some good discussion points. But it will be a little bit shortened, just to give you a heads up, because for tonight's session, it will be split into two, incorporating the C-suite session with what we always do in terms of bringing you some discussions from various corporates on the C-suite platform. On that note, stay tuned here on your number one talk radio station. And up next is your Tech Eagle session with Franz here from the top of the hour at 12 o'clock.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do?
Root out corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
The Social Security Commission now invites applicants for bursaries and study loans for 2023. Applications for bursaries are only for undergraduates in social work, engineering, actuarial studies, agriculture, and medical-related fields. Kindly be informed that the Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery and the Bachelor of Clinical Nursing are not funded under the bursary or study loans. Artisan-related fields funded under this program are only those from Level 6 onwards. If you already have a diploma or degree, please do not apply for any courses under the bursary and rather consider applying for a study loan. And for study loans, do note that they are for undergraduate and postgraduate studies in selected fields as listed in application guidelines. Visit our website on www.ssc.org.na to obtain both copies of the information brochure and the application forms. Only hand-delivered applications will be considered. You can visit any SSC offices countrywide or call us at 061-280-7098 or 061-280-7112 to obtain all required documents. Hurry and apply on or before the 30th of November 2022 at 4:30 p.m.